You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Winter weather in the Balkans and Eastern Europe has already killed dozens of people, most of them in Poland, which is experiencing one of the country's deadliest cold snaps ever. Stefan Boss has the details.
Polish authorities are anxiously watching frozen rivers and icy roads. Officials say dozens of people have already died of hypothermia or fallen to their deaths in the mountains in sub-freezing temperatures. The spokeswoman of the government's Center for National Security, Anna Adamkiewicz, says through an interpreter that many died over the weekend.
Unfortunately, since November 1st, 39 people have died because of the cold in Poland. This weekend was the most tragic. Temperatures have dropped sharply, in some places down to minus 24 degrees. Saturday and Sunday only, 21 people have died.
Later Tuesday, the death toll had already risen to more than 40. Police have urged residents of the European Union country of 38 million to keep an eye out for anyone running the risk of hypothermia, especially the homeless or the elderly. Polish aid worker Jerzy Drusk of the Alter Ego charity is rushing to help at least some of them. He says he prepares every day about 35 meals with two dishes each and adds they have enough soup to feed about 100 people. That's good news for Krzysztof Suba, who has been homeless for the past 16 years. I come here not to die of cold, and I'm here maybe three or four times a week, he says. Tourists are suffering as well. Rescuers say that at least six tourists have slipped and fallen to their deaths since Christmas Day while trekking in Poland's Tatra Mountains. And seven others reportedly died in falls in the Slovak part of the Tatras. Besides Poland and Slovakia, other Eastern European countries are struggling. In Budapest, where many homeless people seek shelter, workers try to clean the streets of snow. And massive traffic chaos and train disruptions have been reported across the country. Yet, in the Balkans, bitter cold, biting winds and rough winter have done little to stem the seemingly endless flow of desperate people fleeing war or poverty for Europe. As 2016 dawns, boatloads continue to reach Greek shores and thousands trudge across Balkan fields and country roads, heading north towards richer Western European nations. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos in Budapest.